One of the things that immediately comes to my mind is a famous line out of the autobiography of Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin once said that he was trying to overcome the sin of pride, and every time he thought he had gained that particular approach, he realized that he was just as proud as when he had started. The issue of humility really is one that always begins with gratitude, always begins with a transcendent thankfulness for what we've been given and who we are. And obviously, from a Christian vantage point, humility is always going to begin with our bowing before the sovereign who is whom we serve. So ultimately, when we talk about humility, we're talking about being grateful to someone or something outside of ourselves. And for Christians, obviously, that is the one and only true personal triune God of the universe. But for parents, I think it's really important that they begin to model this kind of humility before their young people so that they get a sense, their young people get a sense that, you know what, this world isn't all about themselves. It's actually about others.
Well, Mark, this is Kelly, and I think, you know, we can look at humility and we can intentionally practice gratitude, be grateful, and that's maybe a first step for many to take on the road to being truly humble until that becomes a second nature thing for us. But where do arrogance and pride begin to creep into who we are? What's going on when those things start to surface?
That is the source, ultimately, of our sinfulness is pride. The issue of desiring to be better than somebody else, to one-up somebody else, to climb over someone else on the corporate ladder, to believe that you are better than anybody else on the athletic field. This can be applicable in any different direction, but ultimately, this is the core problem that we have faced since Genesis 3, that our desire has always been to usurp control and to become sovereign and to be God. And ultimately, when Eve added to Scripture, when she said that something extra from what Yahweh had said to her, that is, you can't even touch it, we begin to say, you know what, our words even circumvent God's, and we have a better understanding of life than he does. And of course, you know, she is not by herself. Obviously, Adam is certainly responsible along with her. But ultimately, this is where it begins. Our pride and our arrogance begins as a core problem when we want to control everybody else.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Eckel. He's in Indianapolis, the president of the Comenius Institute, also a professor of leadership and education. Mark, how do we indicate when we're looking at another person, what are some of the qualities that really just stand out that say to us, this person really has humility?
I think loyalty immediately comes to my mind when I see somebody who is committed to somebody else. In the First Testament scriptures, we talk about this as being covenant loyalty, and this is what God is interested in from us, our allegiance to him. But then our allegiance is also to others. So whenever you see somebody that is focused not on self but on others, I think this is ultimately where we can say, you know what, this person really isn't all about themselves. They're actually about other people. So when we are lifting up other people, when we are focused on others, I think about Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, where Paul says to the Philippians, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on to explain the issue of humility and how that humility then is going to impact us. And the first four verses actually are the practical application of that, Philippians chapter 2.
Hey, Mark, we talked a little bit in the beginning about how, you know, if we're not careful how we are relating to other people, what we're thinking, what's going on in our hearts, that just when we think we have gained humility and we're patting ourselves on the back for it, we realize we've gotten nowhere. So let's take 1 hour out of the day. Let's say, you know, 8 o'clock is rolling around from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., how can we discipline ourselves to practice humility in that 1 hour? Let's just break it down for 1 hour and not the whole day. What are some things we can do to be intentional to begin to discipline ourselves so that that pride doesn't creep back in? We turn right around and pat ourselves on the back again for being humble.
Yes, this is a circular problem we have because we're finite and fallen people. Ultimately, this, I think, is something that we can do on a regular basis, and that is write thank you notes to other people. I mentioned earlier that when we're talking about humility, we're talking about the issue of gratitude. And when we demonstrate to other people through a handwritten note, for instance, that we're grateful for not only who they are, but what they have done, this is a huge step forward. I would ultimately say that we need to renovate social media, and we need to begin to hear other people other than ourselves. And so a demonstration of humility, for instance, would be to go find somebody with whom we disagree and ask the question, why is it that you believe X, Y, or Z? I think this is a real statement of stepping out and stepping away from our own belief system, our own preconceived ideas. That's not to suggest, of course, that we're giving up a Christian view of life and things, but it is to suggest, you know what, when I hear about the social problems around me, other people have different points of view than I do, and I should be generous to those folks. And then I would say, using the word generous, the last thing I would suggest is look for ways that you can financially lift up other people. And by that, we are concerned with those who don't have as much as we might. And that might come in the form of invitation to a home, or as much as sending a check to a nonprofit organization, or Moody Radio for that matter.
Well, Mark Eckel, it's some great reminders of, you know, just as we talk about humility in this age of arrogance. You know, sometimes I think we can forget that pride is sin, and Christ actually exemplified humility for us.
That's right. And I go back again to the Philippians chapter 2 issue, where it is said about Jesus that he certainly didn't think himself better than anybody else, but lowered himself. And this was a voluntary issue. I think that's something that we need to understand constantly. When we talk about pride or humility, this is something that is an intentional act. And so it was with our Lord, his intentional act to leave heaven, to come to earth, incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension. And we look forward to the glorification of our Lord as he comes back again. But ultimately, he is the one who set the stage for us to demonstrate that this is a voluntary act, and we intentionally look for ways to practice humility.